You have your Bibles this morning. We'd like again to call your attention to the book of Ruth out of the fourth chapter, and I'll read verses 4-6 for your consideration. The fourth chapter of the book of Ruth, beginning at verse 4, the Bible reads, "And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou will redeem it, redeem it. But if thou will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee. And I am after thee." And he said, "I will redeem it." Then said Boaz, "What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance." And the kinsman said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to use a thought or a subject, redeemed by love. Redeemed by love. It is good to be grateful this morning. I wonder, are we really aware of the fact that God did not have to wake you up this morning? Are you so special this morning that God just had to wake you up? There are some funeral directors picking up somebody right now that didn't wake up. So those of you that God woke up, remember that the Bible declared that everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. If you're tired, if you're sleeping, if you're weary, then you need to be praying, "Lord, renew my strength right now. Don't let me sleep through my blessing." Redeemed by love. Through and by the will of God, over the last several weeks, we've been talking about and preaching and teaching about the importance of real love. And that love that will flow from heart to heart and breast to breast, being obedient to the word of God. For Jesus tells us in his word, "Love ye one another as he has loved us." If we love him, we need to love him with all of our heart, mind, and our soul. And then, as we found out last week, our neighbors as ourselves. We know as believers that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that if we become believers, that we would have the right to the tree of life. We believe as believers that when Jesus died on Calvary, that he paid the penalty for all of our sins. And the truth of the matter is this morning is that every one of us, whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not, we've all been redeemed by blood, by the love of God. If someone was to ask, "What is love?" Simply, I would just say God. Because God is love. And if you don't know God, you do not know love. The Bible teaches, how can you love God whom you've never seen and yet hate your brother whom you see every day? If we could ever learn to treat one another right, as our lesson taught us this morning in Sunday school, caring for one another. We ought to learn that we are in this thing together. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what your last name is. And last week when we talked about and asked the question, do you know who your neighbor is? Now that we know that your neighbor is just any fellow human being, then you ought to know how to treat your neighbor. We ought to learn that if we're going to treat our neighbor right, then we ought to learn how to do right by God. We got to understand that We are our brother's keeper. We think of the misfortunes of all the people that were directly affected with this Hurricane Irene. worrying before and doing, and then even after it's passed, they are salvaging the things that they have and to just make do with what they got. Right now, as I said earlier, as we sit under this beautiful sunshine, the wind is blowing mighty, mighty rough in New York City. Rain is coming everywhere, and here we are sitting. Everything is all right, and we watch the news, and we wasn't quite as worried as others because we are so far inland that we weren't worried about going through a whole lot. But don't you know our brothers and sisters are going through? So that does not mean that we need to sit back and not pray to God that God will bless them, God will keep them, God will cover them, God will make a way out of no way. When we see the power of God, it ought to get our attention. We walk around like God owes us something. We sit in God's house like God owes us something. But God has the power and the ability to make the wind blow so fast and so fierce that he can blow all of these bricks of foul shopper down to shambles. Where you gonna hide? Go on in the basement if you want to. God's down there in the basement. God need to get you up out the basement, child. You just put an earthquake up under the basement. Make that rumble and bring you back up to surface. You cannot hide from God. Whole lot of folk that may not have been praying in New York last week, they praying now. You remember the movie The Color Purple? There was a song in there that said, God is trying to tell me something. Do you not hear the voice of God hollering out to the people of God? I am still the Lord thy God. I am the only living God. I have the power to do whatever I want to do. God trying to tell you that you don't have to be in California or Japan to feel an earthquake. Folks walking around here talking about, did you feel it? No, I didn't feel it. But I could have. There are some folk glad that they felt it, and there are some folk glad that they didn't feel it. Then some of us that are so saved and sanctified, oh, you, if you ain't living right, that's you got scared. You just a lie to the living right. If the wind gets to blowing too hard, if the ground begin to shake too hard, tell me you're not going to have no fear. You that perfect? I don't think so. God got a way to humble us down. God got a way to make us come together and help one another. Our hearts go out to those people because it could have been us. Don't get it twisted. It might be us the next time. Hurricane season is not over yet. Then I never heard that there's a particular time for an earthquake. It can happen any time. Now we see it can happen anywhere. We sit here in our high horses, acting like we're doing God a favor because we came in the foul shopper this morning. But I wonder how many of you are just glad to be in the number. How many of you are glad that you got an arm that you can throw up and say, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. How many of you are glad that the lights are still on right now? Some of you got dinner already prepared at home. Are you glad about it? Because there's somebody that their dinner washing down in the rain. Somebody had a freezer full of food, but now it's washed away in the flood. You can live in a big mansion, commercialized kitchen. You don't have no lights. You better know Jesus. God's trying to tell us something, Files Chapel. don't think that he put all of these messages about love on my heart for nothing. We got to learn to really love one another. We can't continue to wait until somebody dies before we put aside our petty indifferences. Then here we come running, talking about let the family get together now, because there's death in the family. Well, I got to love my sister while everything is going all right. I got to love my sister while her daddy is still alive. Don't wait until her daddy died, then come and throw your arms around her. Oh, I love you. Those of you that got a reasonable portion of health and strength can walk around and do what you want to do. Stop there by Lexington Healthcare. Go down to Brookstone. Cross the street and go over to the Bryan Center. How many of you are going to the doctor now? Let me see your hand. I thought most of you was. It ain't going to be long for the rest of you. You're going to be right behind us. Why? Because of the food that you're eating. Because of the diet that we got. Look at all the sickness in the land. Any hospital, any doctor's office you go to in any city. Overflowing. Can't get enough folk in. And I guarantee you, when you come out, you're coming out. I'm going to say this anyhow because my cousin going to pick at me. I can't say prescription right. I got you that time, cuz. But you're going to get one if you go to the doctor. Any witnesses in the house? They got something for you to take in the morning, something for you to take in the afternoon, something for you to take at night, and sometimes you got to wake up in the middle of the night. But yet, there's sickness all over the land. Yet when God gets ready, I don't care how medicated you are, when God gets ready, you're going to die. And the first thing somebody going to come and say, what they die from? Does it matter? Dead is dead. Redeemed by love. What does redeem mean? Redeem means to recover ownership or by paying a specific sum. Redeem also means to pay off, to turn in and receive something in return. To set free or rescue. Then this is our definition. To save from sin and its consequences. We have all been redeemed by love. But let us remember that love is what love does. Lip service is not love. Being controlling is not love. Love is kind and understanding. Love is willing to bend and give in just a little bit. Too many times we feel like we need to stand our ground when all we need to do is just love one another. It's been said that love, not only the one that love you, but learn how to love any and everybody. Somebody said love is not love until you give it away. And as we look here this morning in the book of Ruth, it ought to be the power of love that would cause you to say that where you go, I'll go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Ruth couldn't have said that if she didn't know what real love was all about. Do you know who Ruth is? We look at a book of four chapters dealing with a woman by the name of Ruth. Where in the world did Ruth come from? Well, if we look here in the Bible declares that there was a woman by the name of Naomi. Naomi was married to Elimelech, had two children. Both of these children grew up to be young men. Married them a wife. We look here. There was a famine in the land. So the Bible says that they left the country and they went to Moab. When they got there, they found that things was not as easy as they thought they were going to be. The Bible declares that all of the men in the family died. Left Naomi with just her two daughter-in-laws. We look here and we find that Ruth had to make a decision. Naomi told them one day, said, I know, girls, that you've been faithful. You've been with me every step of the way. Since my sons died, I've been able to depend on you, but you're young ladies and you still got a lot of youth in your life and you can still find another husband. You can still have children. You can still live a fruitful life. I'm going to go back to Bethlehem where I come from. And I want you to go back to your own lands and just do whatever you got to do. Where the Bible tells us that this woman by the name of Ruth. Now, Oprah, she had her own mind. She said, I'm going on and I'm going to take you at your word. But Ruth loved Naomi. Ruth loved Naomi so much that she began to say, Naomi, I can't leave you. Naomi, I'm going to stay with you. Naomi tried to convince Ruth, but the more Naomi tried to convince Ruth, Ruth had her mind already made up. And I believe after Ruth made that statement, your God going to be my God, your people going to be my people, I'll go with you wherever it is that you have to go. Naomi realized that she got a mind made up. As we move along, chapter 2. Naomi had a king's man by the name of Boaz. Ruth and the Moabites said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field. Glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. Said unto her, go on, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. Boaz. There was kin sort of indirectly to Naomi, looked out and saw this beautiful woman by the name of Ruth. Boaz said unto his servant, who's that damsel? You know when there's some new stock in town. Boaz been watching the field. Boaz been seeing all the handmaidens walking along. But on this particular day, Boaz see a brand new sight, the good to die. Boaz want to know, who is that damsel? Servant said, I pray ye, hearest thou not, my daughter? Don't you go glean in another field. You stay right here in my field. Let your eyes be on the field and they do reap after them. I charge these young men, don't touch that one. When you get thirsty, go over to the vessel. Somebody going to give you something to drink. Fell on her face and she bowed herself down to the ground and said unto Boaz, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Boaz answered and said unto her, it have been fully showed unto me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, how thou left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity and are coming to a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her. Leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. In other words, Boaz was looking out for Ruth. So I'm going to make sure Ruth gets what she came out to the field to get. I'm going to make sure that these little young hippersnappers realize that they don't not mess with Ruth. Now, you might see somebody else out there, but don't touch Ruth. Any of you men know what I'm talking about. Don't get holy now. Chapter 3. Look what's happening. Naomi and her mother-in-law said unto her, my daughter, shall I seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, and whose maidens thou was? Listen, men and women. Men listen because women know what to do. Young women listen because old women know what to tell you to do. And if you do what the old woman tell you to do, you might be blessed in the end. Listen at the instructions of the older woman. Wash thyself, therefore. Anoint thee. In other words, put you some perfume on. Put the raiment upon thee. Go down to the floor and make thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. So in other words, don't go down there messing with the man while he's eating and having his meal. Just put your little stuff on, look good, smell good, and just wait till he gets through. After, this is in the Bible. So now before you go running what Kay preached, read the Bible. Verse 4 says, and it shall be when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, that thou shalt go in, uncover his feet, lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. Don't go in there being fresh. You got to follow strict instructions. Just go in and uncover his feet and lay down on the floor. She said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. Why? She respected Naomi. She trusted Naomi. She loved Naomi. And she knew Naomi wasn't going to tell her anything wrong. So she believed that if Naomi tell me that this is what I got to do, Naomi, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. So the Bible goes on to say that at midnight, the man woke up. He was startled because there was a woman laying down at his feet. In the darkness, he says, who art thou? She answered, I'm Ruth. Look how Ruth responds. Thine handmaid. In other words, she's showing that I belong to you. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. You see, Boaz knew what that meant. Because in other words, she was saying that if you cover me, that you would take care of me, and everything is going to be all right. Look at Boaz. He says, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning. Inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether they were rich or poor. So this lets me know that Boaz realized that this is a good-looking woman. And she could have had a young man. Not just a poor young man, but there's some rich young men walking around that she could have had one of them. But because of her obedience, she has humbled herself at my feet. So now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requires. for all the city of my people that know that thou art a virtuous woman. Ruth had a reputation. But she didn't have a reputation of being a harlot. She had a reputation of being a God-fearing woman. She had a reputation of doing things right. She had a reputation of having love down on the inside. And because of that, she found favor in the eyes of Boaz. Now, it's true that I am thy near kinsman, but there's somebody nearer than I. Isn't it a sad thing when you see what you want, but you can't get it because somebody else is first in line? Oh, God, now what is Boaz going to do? Read the Bible, Kate. Well, he says, tarry this night. And in the morning, that if it will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of the kinsman to thee. As the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning. She lay back down at his feet, rose up before one could know another. In other words, you know about that, don't you? I know somebody in here know how to get up before the other folk get up so you can get out before they see you. Come on, come on. Where all my real folk at? I know I got some tippers in here. I thank God that you're not tipping now, but you didn't forget how to tip, did you? Oh, God, oh, God, we done got so saved. We done got so saved. We forgot where we come from. It's the Bible. Following instructions, being obedient to the word of God. Then he told her, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee. Hold it up. And then the Bible says he put in 6 measures of barley. Said unto her, go to your mother-in-law. She told him all that the man had done to her. She said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. So Boaz realized, I want Ruth. Ruth loved Naomi. So in order for me to have Ruth, I got to take care of Naomi. So if I want Ruth happy, I got to make Naomi happy. You getting it? All right. Then says she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. A smart woman. For the man will not be in rest until he has finished these things this day. Now, this woman that gave this young woman instructions. And then look at the latter clause. She tell the woman, don't be hasty. Don't get all in a panic. Don't begin to think that he's not going to call. Just sit there and wait. Because what I told you to do, I guarantee you it's going to work. All you got to do is just sit back and wait. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But I want to let you know this morning that if you have your eyesight on somebody, where there's a will, God will help you make a way. Boaz was a man that had intelligence, and he realized the laws of the land. So he began to let the man of God know, the one that was in front of him. He told this particular kinsman, he said, I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou will redeem it, redeem it. But if thou will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee. And I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. You see, Boaz realized that the man might come across this way. But Boaz had another thing under his belt. He said, don't you know also that the day that you buy the field of Naomi, you also got to buy Ruth the Moabitess. You got to marry her and you got to let the name of the dead be of an inheritance. The kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. You see, what happened right here, he realized that I don't want to take on the whole package. You got some folk that want what they want. But if they don't want to take on the whole package, you better move on and go on the higher ground. God got somebody this morning that realized that if you want to be loved, God got somebody that will stand right there. Say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Anybody in the house this morning? Do you realize that Naomi had a man that realized that all she had to do was trust the power of God? Boaz said, all I got to do is call on the name of Jesus, because I got my mind made up that I'm going to pay the cost to make sure that I get this woman not only to be my handmaid, but I'm going to have her to be my wife. I'm going to take on everything that the other man said that he would not take. But Boaz realized that I can't do it all by myself. The Bible says he brought 10 elders. Because in that day and land, you had to have a witness. Just in case the man changed his mind and said, that's supposed to be my inheritance. He got to let him know that you had an opportunity. But on the day when you had a chance to redeem it, you said that you didn't afford to redeem it. You took the sandal off of your foot and you passed it over to Boaz, and they gave him the right to buy the property. And now this man of God realized that I got love in my heart. And because I love Ruth, I'm going to redeem the land. I'm going to give the land everything that I got. If you want to serve God this morning, you better learn how to give up for the Lord. Stop sitting down on the stool of do nothing. Realize that the Lord will redeem you. We all been redeemed by love. Ruth got redeemed by the love of Boaz. But we've been redeemed by the love of Jesus. Jesus realized that I gotta love them. I gotta give something in their stead. I gotta make sure that they be redeemed. So by my blood, they will be redeemed of their sin. By my blood, I'll make everything all right. I stopped by to tell you this morning that you've been redeemed by the love of God. If you've been redeemed by God, God will make a way out of no way. If you've been redeemed by God, you know that God sits high and he looks down low. If you've been redeemed by God, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. If you've been redeemed by God, God will reach down in your bad situation, pick you up and turn you around, make everything work out for your good. Anybody got anything going on this morning? I come to tell you this morning, all you got to do is let go and let God. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Anybody in here been redeemed? Anybody got joy? Anybody got salvation? Anybody got deliverance? Anybody got peace of mind? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God right now that he is our God. He's the best thing that could have happened to you. If you've been redeemed by God, you better learn how to do like Ruth. Humble yourself and be full of love. And let that love dictate to you how you're going to act in life. You see, Ruth could have went the other way. But because of who she was on the inside, she was full of love. And that's the same love that we ought to have. She loved. You know, we here in our day and time, daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws that don't get along. But look at this beautiful story of a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law that was just like mother and daughter. Dropped the law because Ruth had been so committed and so loving to Naomi that I'm sure that Naomi felt like, I didn't have you, but you're just like my real daughter. She lost a son to death, but she gained a daughter that decided, I'm going to stay by your side because I love you, Naomi. When somebody is good to you, you can't leave them when you know that they don't know how they're going to make it. And that's the situation with Ruth. Ruth realized, Naomi, you're older now. And you may not ever get another husband, but I'm going to be there for you. And just look at how God worked it out. There was already a kinsman, Boaz, that was already in place. And even though another kinsman was in front of him, Boaz realized that there are some folk that would do things out of obligation. Then there are some folk that will do things out of love. But he is this kinsman, that would not accept his obligations. He was the one that should have stepped up to the plate and said, I'll buy the property and anything that goes with it so I can keep everything in the family. You see, not only is this a story of the love of a mother and her daughter-in-law, but it's also a real story of family. How families, especially in the days of old, if I died, then my brother to me, had I not had any children, is to step in, be with my wife, have a child, and make sure that my name continues on so the family does not die. We try to have juniors and the seconds and the thirds and the fourths, and we run plumb out trying to hold on to that family name. But do you really understand how important the family is? That's what this story tells me, is that not only should we love one another, but as family, let's be ready to stand in the gap, step up to the plate of whatever needs to be done to keep the family together. You see, Naomi could have been just one of the widowers that nobody cared about, but she was blessed that one of her sons married a woman named Ruth. And Ruth stood the test of time. Ruth said, I'm going wherever you're going. I'm going to stay with you to the end. And then the tables turned to where God put them in a place. And one other thing that I jumped over. When Naomi went back home, Naomi was bitter. Naomi was mad. Naomi was sad. But she still had Ruth. She didn't let her aggravations come out against Ruth.